Okay, so I mentioned the story before, but just to give you some background again, Barcaldine is in central Queensland near Longreach, about a 12-hour drive from Brisbane, or about 1,070 km. So the local rugby league team there, the Barcaldine Sandgowanners, they play in a comp which only has five teams, but the Sandgowanners heading into the season, well, basically they were struggling for players and the club was on the verge of folding. He was 17 at the time, now 18, Mennix Hunt. But Mennix, young Mennix, went, well, we're not going to let... What else am I going to do? I'm not going to let this club fold. So he went and found players and people to help the club, got everyone together. And by the way, he became captain coach, playing against men. And in the end, they've got through the season. Not only did they get through the season, they got through to the grand final against Blackall, and they won 14-10. I'm pretty sure they've been celebrating since, and so they should be. And joining us now on the line from Central Queensland is young Mennix Hunt. Mennix, good morning to you.
How you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Great to have you on our show. And just take us back to the start of the season. And what was the point where it was like, we're not going to get a team this year? And what was going through, I guess, your head at the time?
Oh, well, it started as just the first couple of training sessions. Well, I was just a volunteer coach there at the moment. And, yeah, he was saying how they couldn't find a coach and a few players, lacking a few players. So had a chat with my old man. He was like, oh, why don't you put your hand up? And I was like, yeah, may as well. So, yeah, that's how it all kind of started.
Where'd you find the players from, buddy? Like, again, take over captain and coach is one thing, but then you had to go and find a team.
Pulled a few old fellas out of retirement. So, I had a few contacts. I've got a few fellas here and there.
Mennix, what was the goal at the start of the year? Was it just to get a team out on the paddock and keep footy alive in Barcaldine? Or did you think, you know what, no, we can win the comp?
Yeah, the first goal was just to go out and enjoy the weekend, have a good game of footy and just be with your mates, I guess. But at the end of the season, when we started, you know, starting to come together as a team, it was like, well, we can win this. So, yeah, it's just dug deep and then made it happen.
What was that feeling, buddy, like when you end up winning the GF?
Oh, it's indescribable, eh? Cause my first grand final captain coach and for, like, an A-grade side. So it's kind of hard to describe the feeling.
As a junior, when you came through there, did you win competitions?
Juniors out here is pretty much the same. Some weeks you don't have many players, other weeks you do. The juniors only goes up to like under 14s, and then after that, you got to travel 6 hours both ways for a game of footy. So footy's pretty scarce out here for teenagers and whatnot. So
And I could imagine you had to convince blokes who probably live on cattle stations, you know, a fair way away to come to training and come to games, and I guess to a point where, well, we need you to commit every week. So, like, what sort of distances are blokes travelling?
Oh, there's distances all around. I think some fellas have got to travel in 60 km, or it's all different because sometimes they live in, sometimes they camp up in town, or sometimes out on properties working. But, most of the time, travel around nearly 60 km to come in the train.
And you know how important, you know, local community and a small community, the football clubs and the role they play within the town. And if you lose a club and it folds, usually there's no coming back from there. So you knew the importance of keeping rugby league alive and well in Barcaldine, didn't you?
Yeah, footy's a big thing out in these small communities. Like, there's not a whole lot of sport. And a couple of younger boys, I reckon they'll get up to a bit of mischief. So try to keep it as live and, just give something for the boys to do on the weekends, I guess.
Where to next year, buddy? Captain coach again? Same team or the old boys go back into retirement?
Hopefully the same team. A couple of new young fellas coming through. So, yeah, we'll have a good side next year, hopefully.
Mennix, what is the range in ages? Like, I'm guessing you're one of the younger players in the team, but what about the older blokes? How long in the tooth are they getting?
Uh, It goes from 17-year-olds up to, I think, 47s, up that end, that near 47s, yeah. So there's a wide range of age in between the fellas, eh?
And that grand final against Blackall, I think you trailed as well, didn't you? Had to come from behind to win that match?
I think we were even at half time. And then we both scored. It's not too much in the memory at the moment.
Still celebrating your 18th, hopefully.
I think we're all tied up at half time. And we didn't let him over in the second half, and we got over. So, yeah, it was an intense match.
And not only did you win the game of football, you also did a wonderful thing for a lady in the local community, a lady by the name of Viv. Can you tell us about Viv and what the club and the players actually did for her?
Yeah, she's like the queen of league out here. She loves footy. She had a car out here, and the car was covered in stickers, Broncos, Dangle winners. She's a massive supporter, and she's had a car crash, and so we donated half that money to her to the new car, so yeah.
And she's 90 years of age, is that right?
Yeah, 91 next year, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And who's looking, I guess, all the admin at the club, as Loz, as you know, it takes a lot to run a footy club. How many sort of people are you getting to help you just with the general day-to-day admin, et cetera?
Well, there's Reece Peacock, the president, and then there's Renee and Sarah Milligan, and they do an awesome job in the committee. So they run all the behind-the-scenes there, and they've done a fabulous job all year. Then I've got a few family members help me run the training sessions and whatnot. So I got the support all around. So, yeah, it's been going good.
And talking of that support then, Mannix, how was it like your first training session? Because I'm assuming you would have been a little bit nervous. But when did you start to feel comfortable in the role?
Yeah, first couple of training sessions were a bit nerve-wracking. But after that, I sort of got the hang of it and just did what I did when I was younger, I guess, and just did what I knew.
And you're an apprentice electrician, is that right?
Yeah, working under my old man, so yeah, apprentice electrician.
And growing up, who were your favourite players and your favourite team, Mannix?
Brisbane Broncos are my favourite team, and I have to say Darren Lockyer.
And as captain coach, obviously you get to choose the position that you play in.
Do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want.
Miss training any time you want.
Were you goal kicker? What number did you wear?
I play a bit everywhere. Usually start in halves and then make my way into the forward. So pretty versatile, but yeah, couldn't kick though.
Oh, you didn't put your hand up to goal kick?
No.
Mate, you need some break. Captain, coach, front rower, halfback, 5'8". You need a bit of a break. What's the goal though, buddy, for you? Would you like, did you enjoy playing more than coaching, or what does it look like for you moving forward? What would a dream be for you?
Oh, I just love footy, I guess. So whatever needs to be happening, I'll make happen.
Beautiful. Great stuff. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, and I don't know, you know, how anything signed by former New South Wales captain and coaches get treated in Central Queensland, but we'll get Loz and also Clarkie. We'll get a big sports breakfast pack, a few hats, few stubby holders, etc. Get them signed and get them sent your way, mate. So thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thanks so much. Mannix Hunt there. Amazing. And that Remarkable. Is the kind of story that the authorities need to listen to not let clubs die.
That's how footy survives.
That is, and as Mannix said, if we didn't have footy, you'd just have a lot of blokes getting up to a lot of mischief.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a great story.
17-year-old took it upon himself to captain coach because he didn't want to see his team fold.
Yeah, amazing.
And called on a few favours from blokes that had been in retirement to come and help out, and they rallied, they supported, and they went on and won a competition. And they just fell into the finals. I think they'd lost four or five in a row, and then, you know, things were going pear-shaped. But then they rallied and won some games towards the back end of the season, and They went on and won. So I can only imagine the celebrations too up there.
It sounds like he's still going.
Oh, yeah.
Combination of winning the comp and heroes. Turning 18.
So Bart Corden would be what? 2,000 people?
If that? Yeah. 1,000? I think I saw around 1,500, I think. Mm. But that is proper. You know, you're talking huge cattle stations up there.
Yeah.
Like big, big properties outside of Longreach.
Love hearing stories like that. And well done to him. Because he saved that footy club.
Yeah.
So they've snuck into the finals and then they've had the charmed run. And unfortunately, Mannix couldn't remember much of the grand final. But he turned 18 during the season as well. So, and he said some of the blokes are up to 47 years old. So they got to training. And they got this whippersnapper going, probably starting to tell them to do some drills. Go, come on, mate.
Give it a rest, youngster.
Well, good what a success. Mannix Hunt, well done to you.